Your need-to-know cultural snapshot of Wisconsin and beyond. This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max. A deep dive into all things intriguing, riveting, and entertaining. Now, here's your host, Sandy Max.
Hello, happy first day of December. Little windows being opened on advent calendars this morning. Lots of people traveling after Thanksgiving visits. Lots of Christmas decorations and preparations happening in homes today. Also happening today, the 7th annual Milwaukee Krampusnacht Festival, starting at 3 o'clock today in the Brewery District on Juneau, near Best Place at Pabst Brewery. It is a kooky and creative celebration of the creature known as Krampus. Live music, crafts, and a parade. The director of Milwaukee Krampusnacht joins us on What's on Tap at about 1:20 to tell us all about it, and you get your personal invitation. First, it's the last call for this season's visit from Cirque du Soleil with their Christmas show. You have one last chance to see the incredibly acrobatic onstage storytelling of "Twas the Night Before" by Cirque du Soleil. It's at 3 o'clock today at Miller High Life Theater. It's this season's last performance. And find out what's special about this show with my next guest.
Hello, everyone. My name is Allison Crawford, and I'm the artistic director.
And what does it mean to be the artistic director of a massive holiday show like "Twas the Night Before" with all kinds of Cirque du Soleil performers?
The one mandate that I have is that I'm the guardian of the concept. So James Hadley was the director and designer of this show. And so I take everything that he designed and make sure that every night we have exactly what he wants the audience to see. I make sure that the set, the artists, the costumes, and everything is up to Cirque du Soleil standard. So we've been here a month. It's been wonderful. I love Milwaukee. It's such a beautiful city. And the people are so generous and kind here.
Is this your first time here?
Yes, it's my first time here.
And where are you from originally?
I'm British, but I've lost my accent. I came here when I was 13, so now I live in Montreal, Quebec.
International, but that means a lot from a worldly perspective, from Great Britain and Canada, that you're so charmed by Milwaukee. Have you had a particularly good experience somewhere so far?
The restaurants are really, the food is good, and walking along the canal is charming at nighttime with all the lights. There's a lot of art. There's a lot of culture. The museum is, it just blew my mind. The white one, yes. It looks like a ship almost, or it's flying. It's stunning. And the artwork is brilliant.
That architecture is Santiago Calatrava from Spain, so it is one of his signature American designs.
Gorgeous.
Well, I have to think, Allison, I guess I'm not that surprised that someone who works with Cirque du Soleil and such fantastic designs would be smitten by our Milwaukee Art Museum.
Yes, yes. Yeah, gorgeous. We went to the domes, too. There's some great little grocery stores, you know, because we have to eat here. And really charming.
And you have to eat well, because these are acrobatic athletes, dancers, performers of all kinds. So tell me what "Twas the Night Before." What is the storyline?
So it's based on the poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas. And it's a story of a young girl who's of this era. She's about 16, 17, 18. And all she wants is to do social media. She's at her dad's for the weekend at Christmas. And he wants to really please her. But all she wants to do is go on TikTok. So he tries to give her a present, a bike, and she just doesn't want to have anything to do with it. In the background, we have what we call les touques, which are little elves that we don't know they're elves, and they transport her out of her bedroom into another world, and they are both separated. So father and daughter are separated, and they're both transported into this beautiful world of Twas. And the poem is throughout the show, we hear snippets of the poem, and each part of the poem, an act, is told. And finally they meet, and she realizes that her father, you know, she's been unkind to him. And so anyway, it's a beautiful, lovely story, and it's so festive and full of amazing acrobatic acts.
Who are some of the characters we meet along the way?
The Snow Angels. We'll meet a whole bunch of people called the Puffy Coats. They do Diablo. There's an extraordinary act. We call it the Spark. And she's the spark that brings the light back to Papa as well, because he's losing hope too. He can't find her. And she's a hair suspension, which is something extraordinary to see.
Tell me more about the hair suspension. So she's got it like up in a high ponytail.
Well, no, it's a bun. And it's securely done, and it's to a winch. And she flies in the air, only touched with her hair. It's extraordinary. It looks like she is floating.
Incredible.
And of course, there's another main character, Jolly, who's Santa Claus, dressed up as kind of like he's wearing a shaggy coat. So he's our puppet master, and he's moving everybody through and her through the world to meet these people to learn a lesson. We've got a great acrobatic team. They do a very funny, we call them the children. It's on a table. We call it the acrobatic table, and they do a wonderful, funny playing with pillows and reindeer and just being kids. And these guys are also the reindeers at the end, and they do a wonderful hoop act.
I'm with Allison Crawford, artistic director of Twas the Night Before by Cirque du Soleil, backstage at Miller High Life Theater. Next, find out about some of the special effects and props that are ready to be used and the overall feeling and theme of the show. Stay here with What's on Tap.
This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max.
I'm Sandy Max, continuing my backstage chat with Allison Crawford. She has worked with Cirque du Soleil for a long time and is the artistic director of Twas the Night Before by Cirque du Soleil, their special Christmas show. It's in Milwaukee with one last performance here this season. It's today at 3 o'clock. There's still time to get there and be amazed. And you know to expect mind-blowing acrobatics, cool music, and a fantastic sparkling set on stage. Allison, what else do you think will impress audiences who come to see Twas the Night Before by Cirque du Soleil?
Well, the snow is pretty incredible. We've got a snow blast from the bed. We've got snow coming down from the ceiling. We've got confetti coming out of Santa's bag at the end. So there's lots of spectacular wows. And another act is roller skating on a tiny platform.
I got to meet them last year and doing like the disco look with the purple and the turquoise, but the speed and the torque, like the actual physics of what they're performing is incredible.
You go, how do they do that on that tiny little platform in these roller skates? And she's hanging off his neck. It's pretty incredible.
And they're the chunky roller skates, not the inline. So
they're the old roller skates
with the rubber stoppers on the front.
Exactly. Yes.
So when you think about the weight of that, and they're a married couple, which is another cool part of that performance story.
This is a different couple this year. They're brother and sister.
Well, that brings up a really good point, that this year's roller disco couple are brother and sister. Last year's were married. You have to have a high level of trust in all of your cast because this is such a physical performance.
Absolutely. And we cast them knowing that they have this high level experience as well, because the things that they're doing are death-defying, are very difficult and scary sometimes, you know, but they know their stuff. They all know their stuff.
And you're talking about flying high and doing these acrobatics and trusting each other, but it's great for the audience to see that because we can see what is truly physically possible in a creative, beautiful way.
Yeah, it is. This show will take you to another place, and it's a family show, and I know the little girls and little boys out there are just going to be amazed. They're going to want to be the snowman. They're going to want to be the princess. They're going to want... It's just so magical. I watch it. I've watched it quite a few times, and I never get bored of it. And this music is really catchy. It's great. And some music is traditional Christmas songs, but we've also got some that have been composed for the show as well.
Do you have a favorite scene or moment that you really look forward to every night?
It changes every night, but it's also like asking me who's my favorite child. Because I love every nuance, and every moment has a different feeling, a different look, a different texture, different music. For me, it just, each one feeds me. The hair hanging is quite extraordinary. It's something that's new to me. I've never had it in one of my shows before. So I just find it quite mesmerizing.
Well, it's a fascinating skill. How do you discover that you can do this, that you have a strong enough scalp and strong enough hair, and that you have the ability to basically dance in the air and spin while hanging from your hair?
Exactly. That's my thought, too. I'm like, how would you go and wake up one morning and say, I'm going to be a hair suspension artist? Josefina, she told us that she wanted to have the feeling of not being attached to anything and flying free. That's why she wanted to do it.
Wow. That's going to be wonderful to see. How many different countries are represented in the cast?
There's 26 artists, and I think there's probably about maybe 10 different nationalities that we have.
Is there ever a language barrier? Is there just kind of a universal communication between some of the performers?
It's universal, you know, and we had Chinese, Korean, Brazilian, French, and it's the movement language that we can, yes, we do have to translate a little bit, but it's, you don't really need to because it's so universal, the movement and the art that we're doing.
What do you hope audiences leave with after seeing Twas the Night Before?
Filled with love and joy and hope and happiness and just marveled at this magical experience that they'll have at Christmas. It's so appropriate for Christmas.
Well, hopefully Twas the Night Before becomes a family tradition for many people. Yep. With the wonder of Cirque du Soleil.
Yes, and I hope we continue to come back to Milwaukee every Christmas.
She's Allison Crawford, the artistic director of Twas the Night Before by Cirque du Soleil, wrapping up their Milwaukee performances today at 3 at Miller High Life Theater. You want tickets or more info, you'll find it online at PabstTheaterGroup.com. I'm Sandy Max. What's on tap next? Anyone crazy about Krampus? You need to know about an action-packed celebration happening this afternoon and evening in the Brewery District. All the details on who Krampus is, or I call him Krampus, and how this Christmastime creature is being celebrated with the director of today's Milwaukee Krampusnacht Festival. That's next on What's on Tap on WTMJ.
This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max.
Some creepy Christmastime music to set the tone of one of the most fascinating legends of the Christmas season. I'm talking about Krampus, or I think proper pronunciation is Krampus. And here to fill us in not only on the lore of Krampus, but how we can truly celebrate Krampus in Milwaukee on Sunday, I welcome back to the studio author T. Krulos. T., how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Sandy. It's good to see you. I like the Krampus stocking that you have here.
I brought in, my Krampus stocking, Wicked Children Beware. It has a picture of the goat-horned Krampus with a child in a basket on his back, which, as we know, the phrase, hell in a handbasket, is in action when it comes to Krampus. T., tell us who Krampus really is. Are we saying it correctly?
Yeah, I mean, the Germans would probably put a little more oomph into some of the vowels there.
But Krampus.
Yes, exactly.
Krampusnacht. So right. What do you know about Krampus that you can share with us, the lore?
So I think most people in Wisconsin are familiar with St. Nick's Day, right?
Yes.
When we were growing up.
A wonderful tradition. So you put your shoes out or your stocking out and you wake up in the morning and have either oranges or candy or bigger treats than that.
Yeah, but when it lost something when it came to America originally, which was in the old country, in the Alpine region of Europe, Germany, Austria, parts of Italy, etc., children were told that they needed to behave. And if they did, then the familiar thing, St. Nick, would give them some treats. But they also sort of had a bad cop to the good cop, which was Krampus. They said if they did not behave, then this hideous monster who travels around with St. Nick would punish them, terrorize them, hit them with a switch, something like that. And that might seem unusual and cruel, but I think in those days, you know, you had to scare your children into behaving a little bit more than you might need to right now. So there's this kind of wonderful folklore of St. Nick and Krampus traveling around and visiting children. At some point, because of the internet, you know, that tradition came to America, and now there's Krampus celebrations all across the country.
Are they brothers?
They're
in some lore.
I would say they're kind of like yin and yang, you know. They're two entities, but they're somewhat related. Yeah, kind of like brothers.
Because I found out about Krampusnacht maybe 15 years ago. I was watching ABC World News Tonight, and it was like an around the globe, and they went to someplace in Austria, and it was fascinating, and it was these people dressed up like goats with these shaggy capes on, and they would, you know, very interactive, they would run up to the sides of the parade and like hassle children, like do the shaky shaky, you know, almost like a haunted house, like in the corn maze. But they were riding in convertibles, and it reminded me of the industrial band Ministry, like something you would see them do. So I think I was charmed because I was like, well, I like this band, this must be sad. But I figured, well, if it's on ABC World News Tonight, people must really know about this. But I was asking around. My stepbrother knew about it, so we bonded over that. But a lot of other people had not heard of Krampusnacht.
No, a lot of people haven't. But more and more people are. So it is becoming more popular. But yeah, it's always an interesting thing to try to explain it to people.
And when is Krampusnacht on the calendar? How does it compare to St. Nick's?
So traditionally, Krampusnacht is on December 5th. But we're celebrating ours on December 1st, just because the Sunday is easier to facilitate an event like that.
And you, are you the co-organizer? Are you the man behind the...
I am the director of the event.
You are such a fascinating fella. T was in with us here on What's on Tap in October because you were part of the Paranormal Conference here in Milwaukee. So you just are so full of wonderful knowledge about legends and fascinating stories.
That's something that I really love. Yeah.
I think you're the right man for the job. 7th annual Krampusnacht Fest.
Yes.
Congratulations. So when we come back, you're going to find out it's a thorough list of a celebration. All it starts at 3 o'clock on Sunday, goes all the way till 10 o'clock in the brewery district.
Yeah.
There are so many activities, entertainment, from music to improv comedy. It's something to enjoy for all ages. So
all ages, exactly.
We will learn about Krampusnacht and how you can enjoy it right here in Milwaukee on Sunday, next on What's on Tap.
What's on Tap with Sammy Max is back on WTMJ.
Tis the season, not just for Thanksgiving, but as soon as we get past the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, we already start the celebrations. People are going to have their Advent calendars starting on December 1st. Then we get close to St. Nick's. Lots of kids leaving out shoes, leaving out stockings, hoping for gifts. But if you've been bad, Krampus visits you. And local author and legend expert T. Krulos is with me here. And T., how did you first find out about the legend of Krampus? Did you know as a kid?
No, I did not. I saw it circulating on the internet at one point, and I saw that there were other celebrations around the country, and I was like, how strange that we do not have a celebration in Milwaukee.
With our strong German tradition and immigrants from all around settling here, that is surprising.
So it kind of just started off talking to a couple people, and they were like, yeah, we need to do this. Now it's evolved into such a big thing. There's hundreds of artists and musicians and craft vendors and small business owners and costume performers and all sorts of interesting people who participate in the event.
Krampusnacht celebration Sunday, starting at 3, goes all the way till 10 o'clock in the brewery district. And that is right there on Juneau between 9th and 11th, just north of Pfizer Forum, when you see that big Pabst sign up in the air near Brewhouse Inn and Suites.
The beautiful former Pabst Brewing facility. So a lot of those buildings in that area are over 100 years old. They were built by Captain Pabst, and they have this really great kind of German castle vibe to them. So it's a really great background.
I'll say it's a great historical setting for it. So Best Place is one of the locations, and you're right, it has a great atmosphere, great history, and so many different rooms that you can tuck into and have different celebrations. Also Pilot Project, Barley Room, Amped and On Tap. What are some of the favorite activities on Krampusnacht Sunday that will be happening? I see a kid's Krampus hour, because as much as he's scary, kids can embrace Krampus.
Yeah. This has been one of our favorite traditions. We have a kid's Krampus hour, which is sold out now, but the kids get to participate. They make a paper Krampus mask. Krampus and St. Nick show up and pay them a visit and give them each a little stocking full of treats. We have a Krampus card making workshop that people can sign up for.
Which is fantastic, because if you look into the vintage Krampus cards, I'm like, who are you sending a Krampus? You know, you send Christmas cards to give cheer and comfort and peace. Like, you're sending somebody a Krampus postcard in the 1920s with this ghoulish, goat-like fella with kids crammed into a handbasket because he's whisking them away to hell because they haven't been good.
Right,
it's a kind of a grim aspect to the holiday season. But that's great that there's a card-making station. Is that at Best Place?
Yes, that is going to be at Best Place. People can go to our website and they can get a ticket for that.
Back this year, the American Ghost Walks Parade.
Yes. So this is a very fun parade. It's not like a Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade.
No inflatable Krampus figures.
Not yet. It's more of like a horde of monsters is, marching down the street and trying to scare spectators. We have the street closed off, so we march up and down Juneau Avenue there, and that's kind of the highlight of the event. I think everyone's out there to see all of the characters.
That sounds like a whole lot of fun. What else is happening at Best Place? I see
a live music.
Yeah,
fun
polka music. Sounds, you know, DJ Shotsky, she's great, the polka queen who only plays polka music on vinyl. Then you've got more accordion music with the Squeezettes. And then Exposed Foreheads are beloved.
They're great. They're a sort of a new wave style band.
I love their slogan, enthusiastically positive and proudly quirky. And then after the parade,
Extra Crispy Brass Band.
Yeah.
That's fun.
That New Orleans style, that just fits right in with fun celebration and get you moving.
Right.
You don't stand still watching the Extra Crispy Brass Band.
Yeah, yeah.
And I see belly dancing on here as well.
Yeah, Tamarin belly dancers are giving a performance. We're having a fun kind of music skit. I would call it the Mary Lude rap battle. Mary Lude is a monster from Welsh tradition.
Oh, wow.
Who kind of rhymes and asks to be asked into people's houses. So we're going to kind of stage a fun rap battle with this monster.
But what a great way to learn about these myths
traditions,
and legends. I've never heard of Mary Lude. It's spelled M-A-R-I. And then second name, L-W-Y-D.
Right. It's a horse skull-faced monster.
Ooh.
Kind of similar to the Krampus tradition.
And I see you have another MC who's self-proclaimed sort of ridiculous, Darren Alston Jr.
Oh, yes. He's a local comedian that's going to be hosting the rap battle for us.
And then there's a white elephant exchange inside Captain Pabst's office in the Great Hall. How does that work into this?
We did it the first year of the event, and people really liked it, so we've done it ever since. And people just need to wrap a gift in the $5 to $10 range, bring it, drop it off, and then they can exchange it for a gift.
That is cool. And then you also have a very unique musical feature.
Yes.
The Theremin Society.
Oh, yes. Yeah. If people don't know what theremin is, it's this musical instrument that plays sort of a weird UFO-sounding noise.
That's what this sound is. This is a theremin playing Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Oh, great.
they're going to be playing the Wiccan theme, you know.
Yeah, they're going to be playing some Christmas songs on the theremin.
Interesting. And that's also in the King's Courtyard starting at 4, and then also inside Best Place in the Speakeasy at 5 and 6. There is something for everyone, and you also have new elements this year that we will share. And there's just so much more to celebrate with Krampusnacht and gathering fun people who like to learn and just like to have a good time in a totally unique way at Krampusnacht on Sunday in the Brewery District right there on Juneau north of Fiserv Forum.
Absolutely.
T. Krulos, local author and expert on Krampus and party thrower extraordinaire. More with T.
Including special beverages to sip at Sunday's creative Krampusnacht. Next on What's on Tap.
Welcome back to What's on Tap on WTMJ.
Kind of an ominous sound at the Christmas time. We're having fun talking about Krampusnacht here. I'm with local author T. Krulos. And T., how do you describe Krampusnacht to someone who goes, wait, what are you talking about?
It's a very fun indoor-outdoor street festival with live music and lots of people dressed as monsters and other characters running around.
Kind of Halloween-ish in Christmas time.
Yeah, kind of Nightmare Before Christmas type vibe, yeah.
Coming from a German type lore of basically a creature who's goat-ish and can scare your kids into behaving straight, because if they don't behave, they don't get treats. And if you really make Krampus mad, stuffs you in a basket and takes you right down below.
Yes.
A hell in a handbasket with some switches. He chases you into that handbasket with switches. So not a nice guy, but Saint Nick is. So it's
right.
That yin and yang, as you said earlier. T, I love that you have been directing the party. You've been the host with the most now, and this is the seventh annual Krampusnacht, and the brewery district, it's just north of Fiserv Forum, right on Juneau, right by the Brewhouse Inn and Suites and Best Place, and you've got Pilot there. It's a great stroll, just to stroll around and do your own mini pub crawl. If you're like, okay, I've seen enough of like the goat horn people, let me just have a beer. You can do that. And Best Place, Blue Ribbon Hall, heck, at 7:30 Sunday, around all the other festivities, you can just step right up to a German pub party.
Yeah, so the parade's at 7, and then at 7, if people are looking for something to do, there's different options. Milwaukee Alpenblaser is the name of this group. They're a local group, and they play traditional German music. So they're going to be set up in the pub. It's a nice place to chill out if you want to have a drink, enjoy some music, warm up a little bit before you head home. That's a good post-parade option.
And the parade, as you mentioned, starts at 7. It'll be up and down Juneau, and it will be people dressed as Krampus and other mythical creatures to get interactive and entertain the spectators on the sidewalks. You've also got special beer if you walk just a block or two south at Pilot Project. What are they serving?
Yeah, I mean, all the businesses have been very supportive of this event, and I really appreciate it. And Pilot Project is a great business where they help people kind of launch their own brewing ideas. So they've partnered with us to make a special brew for Krampusnacht called Wee Heavy Horns. And it's brewed in the Wee Heavy Scottish Ale tradition. So it's a nice wintry Scottish ale.
Sounds delicious. And do you get to have any say in the tasting or the ingredients?
Well, I leave that up to them because they're the brewers, but our artist who made our art for this year also designed the beer label for them, so we were able to participate with that, and we got to name the beer, so that was cool.
Oh, how fun. Yeah. And actually, we can put the art for the poster up on our WTMJ YouTube live stream. Who is the artist that created this?
They are a couple named Joe and Heather, and their sort of studio name is Stinky Goblin Emporium. So they've done our art every year, actually.
They sound like the right people for the job for a Krampusnacht festival.
They're
and you've
artists.
Got another. The special brew at Pilot Project is Wee Heavy Horns. But what in the world is a drink called Krampus Schlapp?
Yes, the movie Red One.
Yes.
There's a scene in that movie where Krampus is playing a game in Krampusland called Krampus Schlapp, where the characters are slapping each other in the face as hard as we could. So we thought it'd be fun to come up with a drink special named after that. So it's going to be some Fireball and cider is the shot.
That sounds seasonal. That's at the Barley Room.
You can you can go to the Barley Room, get the shot. There's also going to be a very fun photo op there where we're going to have a giant Krampus hand and people can pretend that they're being slapped by it. So,
and you talk about Red One because you got everybody warmed up for Krampusnacht by going to a screening at the Avalon of Red One. And this is the new movie with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Chris Evans, and it's all about Santa getting kidnapped at Christmas Eve. And you had photo opportunities there with Krampus at the screening, didn't you?
Yeah, we had costume performers in the lobby so people could get a picture taken with them before they saw the movie and cheer on Krampus when he came on screen. So
you fully embrace this. Krampusnacht Sunday starts at 3:00. It is family friendly. There are kids activities. You can make Krampus masks. You can enjoy all kinds of live musical entertainment for the whole family. But you do also, in addition to the beverages, you have another location that really is for the adults, and that's at Amped.
Mm-hmm.
And there's improv comedy for Krampus Court, which will have some adult humor. But you also have the Full Frontal Puppets present A Christmas Carol? Do you know anything about the performance that we can expect with the Full Frontal Puppets?
The puppet group has been with us since year two, and they're a crowd favorite for sure. They walk around the event, and it's these zombie puppets wearing Christmas sweaters, and they're singing Christmas carols, but they're singing them like, rah, 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 rah. And people love them. And so this year they're getting their own show inside of Amped. Instead of just walking around the grounds of the event, they're going to actually have a stage show.
Well, it's about darn time.
And it's based on A Christmas Carol, but that's all I know about it. But I'm sure it's going to be very funny.
Yeah, it probably has to be seen to believe. That's at 4 o'clock, at 6 o'clock at Amped. And there's also the Krampusnacht Creepy Holiday Village Diorama Contest. Mm-hmm. There's karaoke outside. You've also got a scavenger hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And at
mm-hmm.
Preservation Park, which is right next to Best Place,
mm-hmm.
Unorthodox Entertainment Company, an escape room with mm-hmm. a theme,
yeah,
Christmas at the Dollhouse.
It's a good group putting that on. And one more thing I want to mention.
Yeah, sure.
On Tap Patio, the Goth Barge DJs are going to be out there. And they're another kind of, if you like goth music, that's a good place to hang out and have some fun dancing. It's this Sunday in the Brewery District. If people want more information, our website's MilwaukeeKrampusNacht.com.
KrampusNacht.
Right.
.com. What a great gathering of local creatives and people who just like to have fun at the holidays. This is a great way to blow off steam if you're also kind of over the stimulation of family and friends all in one place in your home.
Yeah, it is. And like you say, I mean, the thing I think I'm proudest about is that you're very much supporting the local arts with this event. It's all local musicians, artists who are participating.
This is great. Milwaukee Krampusnacht, a 7-year tradition as of this year in the Brewery District right there on Juneau north of Pfizer Forum. T, I love that you came to share. I've had my eye on this as it's evolved, but now that it's just so many layers of fun.
It is.
Even if you can't. Also, I'm a to-do list person, so I'm like, I can't possibly do it all. So yes. I've got to cherry pick and figure out which activities I want to go to.
Choose your own Krampus adventure.
Adventure.
Yes.
I encourage you to attend this afternoon and for sure behave so you can avoid the wrath of Krampus this week with St. Nick's Day coming up on Friday. Will you wake up with treats? Only if you're nice instead of naughty. I'm Sandy Max, a very upbeat song by a Canadian band to put you in the mood for Cyber Monday, next on What's on Tap.
You're listening to What's on Tap with Sandy Max on WTMJ. And now, feast your ears. This is the song you need to hear.
Most blokes are going to be playing at 10. These go to 11.
Cyber Monday is tomorrow, full of online deals and discounts to get gifts for your family, your friends, even yourself. Work productivity expected to be slower tomorrow, way down due to the distraction of online shopping. Charlie Brown complained of capitalism in the 1960s animated Christmas special, right? Hard to think that Charlie Brown would embrace Cyber Monday like many millions of people do. According to the lyrics of this song, everything's going to be all right when we go shopping. Canadian band Bare Naked Ladies and the very energetic tune, Shopping is the song you need to hear on What's on Tap.
Well, you know that it's going to be all right. I think it's gonna be all right. Everything will always be all right when we go shopping. Well, you know that it's going to be all right when we go shopping. It's always like, let the shopping spree begin. Everybody wins. So shut up.
A song to put you in the mood for Cyber Monday or put a pep in your step next time you're at the grocery. Shopping by Bare Naked Ladies, the song you need to hear. And you also still have time to shop for a toy for the WTMJ Capco Kids to Kids Toy Drive. New unused toys that can make a huge difference on Christmas morning for a kid whose family is experiencing financial hardship. You'd appreciate a helping hand if you are a parent going through a tough time this year. The annual Capco Kids to Kids Christmas Toy Drive is a way to make a positive difference in our community. If you feel a bit out of touch on toy shopping or just feel like you're too busy, but you still want to help, you can conveniently make a donation online this week. Capco Kids to Kids volunteers will be glad to shop for you. How to donate? WTMJ.com or the WTMJ app. And on that website or app, scroll down and you can donate. You can click on my picture and your donation will count towards the What's on Tap show, since we have a very friendly rivalry going on here among the WTMJ hosts. WTMJ.com or the WTMJ app. We can also send the link right to your smartphone. Text CAPCO, K-A-P-C-O, to the WTMJ talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Text CAPCO, K-A-P-C-O, to 855-616-1620. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. I'll meet you tomorrow night at 6 on What's on Tap on WTMJ.